Jama'at al-Muslimin, salamu Allahi alaykum wa rahmatuhu wa barakatuh. I begin in the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, and may Allah's peace and blessings be showered upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and all the Prophets alayhi wa sallatu wa sallam, his family members, his noble companions, and all the Muslimoon and Mu'minoon who are following the footsteps of Nabi Muhammad alayhi wa sallatu wa sallam until the day of recompense. Wa ba'd. Going into the third verse of Surah Ibrahim. In the third verse, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala then explains about the kuffar, just as He did about Himself. So Allah is doing justice. You know, Allah possesses a sifa, a quality, or an attribute known as adl. He is just. So just as He explained Himself, in the same manner, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala explains those who are kafirun. That when you say al-kafirun, the disbelievers, who are these disbelievers? Who are these kafirun? What are their characteristics and qualities and attributes so that it can be easy for us to recognize them? So Allah says, the kuffar whom we are talking about here, among their qualities is that الَّذِينَ يَسْتَحِبُّونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا, those who prefer this worldly, temporary life, عَلَى الْآخِرَةِ, to the hereafter, to the life to come. They prefer this worldly life, this temporary dunyawi life, to al-akhirah, to the everlasting life, the life of hereafter. And not only that, وَيَصُدُّونَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, and also among their attributes and qualities is that they hinder other people from the sabil, from the path and the way of Allah, meaning they leave no stone unturned to discourage and to block and to hinder other people so as not to follow the guidance and the path of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And also, وَيَبْغُونَهَا عِوَاجًا, and they do seek crookedness therein, meaning they do try to look and seek for any crookedness, any mistakes, any shortcomings, in order to convince other people that this way and path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a deficiency in it. This is what exactly is happening in these days. From among the characteristics of those who disbelieve in Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is that, number one, they like this dunyawi life. They like this worldly life. Their ultimate goal and objective is to accumulate more and more of this materialistic life. And also, they do discourage not to follow the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, they do seek for some deficiencies, some shortcomings in the teachings of what? In the teachings of Islam. So they will tell you that, you know what? Islam oppresses women. Islam teaches war and many other things. Why they do this? They do seek for crookedness. They want to show people some crookedness, some iwaj, some deficiency in the teachings of Islam, so that it may serve as a discouragement, a hindering tool to hinder the people from following the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah says, nay, أُولَٰئِكَ فِي ضَلَالٍ بَعِيدٍ, indeed these people, the kuffar, the disbelievers, those who prefer this worldly life to the hereafter, and also hinder other people from following the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and seeking therein some crookedness and some deficiency, they are far astray. ضَلَالٍ بَعِيدٍ, they are thinking that they are traversing on a straight path, but in a true sense, they are far astray. So just to conclude, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, in ayah number 3, He has given us, He has described and clarified to us the qualities and attributes that distinguishes between a believer, a mu'min, and a disbeliever. From among His qualities is that a disbeliever, he will always prefer this worldly life to the hereafter. His ultimate goal and objective in this life is to accumulate more money. No matter what, he has to accumulate more money, more of this materialistic world, and also he will leave no stone unturned in hindering other people not to follow the path of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And also, he leaves no stone unturned in seeking and searching for some mistake, some deficiency and crookedness in the teachings of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, even though there isn't any deficiency and crookedness in the teachings of whom? Of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Because we know that the word of Allah, the teachings of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, the Supreme Being, is unique. There can never ever be a deficiency in His teachings, in His word. We ask Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala to guide us all and give us and grant us the true understanding of this holy Al-Quran. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatuhu wa barakatuh.